So this is going to be a pretty tragic recording, because I forgot my batteries for my microphone. Oh. I forgot the batteries for the recorder, so it's all not working. Well, morning everybody. This was supposed to be a little bit better quality, but stupid me forgot to check the batteries in his recorder before he headed out this morning. So, I'm using my phone, which is going to be very awkward, but there should be plenty of places to leave it today, so I'm not too fussed. I'm just annoyed that I allowed it to happen. So that's just a word on why this one might sound a bit strange, unless I can find some batteries while I'm wandering around. It's pretty early and nothing's open, so I don't think so. But the plus side is I'll be able to wander around, and if anybody sees me, I'll just look like I'm talking to my phone, because that's how people use it these days. They just kind of hold it horizontally in front of their faces like I'm doing, so at least it won't look like such of a nutcase that I usually do. Anyway, it's Sunday, the 30th of April, and that means it's Worldwide Pinhole Day. So I'm out with my strange finder doing some pinhole photography in Huddersfield. I know it's not a big, scenic, beautiful location, but it's something I've been meaning to do for a couple of years now. I wanted to do it during lockdown, but couldn't find the stones to do it. But today is Sunday, and it's about 7:30 now. It's more like 7:40. So I've come here when there's nothing open, try and capture some of the, I want to say local landmarks, but it's more like fun things that I like in Huddersfield town centre. So I've got a few ideas in mind. I've just done one. I'm down at the university at the minute. Dante is pulling, so I need to just switch hands. Dante, you're so naughty. Because I've got the tripod as well, so I'm all hands today. Which is why, you know, having a recorder is such a good thing, because it's hands-free. But like I say, it shouldn't be too difficult. So yes, I've been down to the university and I've photographed the old tower, one of the few remaining towers in this location, down at Albert Mill. And I'm just heading down to the wharf now, the canal. And hopefully I'm going to get some of the canal boats that float around there. And then my idea is to pop up into town via the university grounds and capture some of the bits and bobs up there. I've only got 8 shots, well, I've only got 7 shots now, but I did bring another roll, so potentially 16. But I'm a bit dicey about swapping rolls of film, because this camera does have a bit of a tendency to fat roll. And I'm just a bit concerned about swapping rolls of film when it might be potentially light leaky. Ah, Lidl will be open. Go see if I can get some batches from Lidl. But first, I'm going to see what I can do with these canal boats. So what I'll do is, I'll do my boats, and then I'll come and talk to you again, because there's no way I can do multiple hands and boats. Although it might not be that good an image really. Dante has never been to town before, so he's very busy sniffing things. Come on, Dante. I know you want to sniff that disgusting old piece of food, but... So there is a bridge over there, but I don't think I can get to it. I think it's private, because all this is owned by the canals people. So my idea is to just kind of poke the camera through that hole. There's a boat right here. So I could do it here, or I could do it just over there. This way I'm closer to this boat, so it might make a bit more of an interesting image. But that way I get a bit more of the water and the reflections in. There's two ducks that's just going to ruin the reflection. I mean, the best place to stand is probably here. But the awkward thing is there's a big fence, so I have to try and get it. And there's the Premier Inn in the background, of course, because why not? Right, I'm going to figure this out and tell you when I've done it. Right, so I came over the other side and I got a much better view of the bridge and some of the boats and even some nice reflections from that building there. I think it's a restaurant or some kind of eating lodge for the people who live on the canal boats. I didn't mention the light today. It's overcast but bright. There's some bits of now and again. It's not patchy sun, but it's brighter areas. It's not dark though, which is good. Yesterday morning was glorious, beautiful, but I'd been far too tired and busy marking, so couldn't go out yesterday. Besides, it rained in the afternoon. But this afternoon, today, it's warm, dry, and like I say, bright. I'm just going to have to cross this road now. Quickly. I'm just trying to think. I've now spent 3 frames, so I've got 5 left. But the issue is, I could change film here. But like I say, it fat rolls. It just fat rolls, and I just don't want to ruin all them exposures. I mean, I might just stick to 8. I think there's only a few things I actually want to do today. But I just thought, if I see anything else... And the only thing I could do is take it out inside my fleece and try and hide it. Because I've got a black fleece at the car, and that kind of would be the ideal thing, is to go back to the car, do it in that, and then I kind of don't have to worry about it. But I mean, it's only a couple of minute walk away, it's not too far. But we'll see how it goes. Right, green man, don't take this way, left. And that doesn't know where he's going. He's never been in town before. You haven't, have you? Yeah, I've come at this kind of day because nothing's open, so the people should be at a minimum. Not that it really matters, because people tend to disappear in pinhole photography, but I just didn't fancy the attention. Also, when there's no one around, it makes it a bit easier to get into places you wouldn't normally get into. Yes, anyway, I'm going to be on the lookout for anywhere that might sell me some batteries, but that seems unlikely considering the time of day it is. And now I'm going to walk up into town and see if I can get some of these scenes I've been looking at. Although, now I'm here, I can't really remember which ones I wanted to get, because I'm so destroyed by this battery issue. But we'll see how it goes. I'm confident. I'll have to take this fleece off there. Right, I'll come back to you when I'm in town, because there's a composition coming up, which is something I've been oogling after for a couple of years now. Right, see you soon. Okay, I've decided I'm not going into Lidl because it means leaving Dante outside, which I do not want to do. But I've come down to the canal now, and I didn't know this was here because I've never really walked down this part of town before. And I found this great thing of the bridge and some of the boats. So I'm going to attempt. It's a bit tricky because there's nowhere really to put the camera apart from on this bit of wall, which I've put you on. I'm going to try and do this. I'm on a 30 second time, it seems, this morning. So I'm going to see. There's a bit of a plant in the way, but there's a really good reflection of the bridge. I just hope I'm not too far away. I mean, the other thing I could do is walk around and go down there. Actually, that's probably a better idea. I'll be back in. Right, so it's almost 8:05. The first location I wanted to go to is closed. Don't know when it's going to open. I mean, there's a big gate in the way, so I can't even get into it. And I thought it used to be an open yard, but it must have changed. It must have changed and put a gate on it, which is a shame because it's a nice little yard. But the shop itself has changed names, and it used to be this really cool thing based around clocks and time, and now it's just become the hidden gem. So it might not be that good in a composition anymore. But there's a couple of other yards around that I'm going to try and get to. But right now, I'm just headed down to the market because the market sign is pretty cool. And it's just down here, so I'm going to go for the market sign. It's a big metal sign that is the entrance to the open market, and the open market is one of the big places in town. Right, I'm just going to see if I can get some batteries. Okay, that shop didn't sell AAA batteries, so, but it's one of the only ones I've seen open. Well, by the time I find some, I'll be done, so there's kind of not much point. Dante, will you stay on my left, please? Being very naughty today. It's my fault for not checking that they were out before I left, so, you know, it's one of them things. Right. So the market looks a bit busier than I expected. There isn't a market on today, so I don't know why people are getting ready. I've just got to figure out where to stand now. And all the three I've done so far have been landscape orientation. So I'm looking for one that's going to be portrait. And hopefully this one I can get a good portrait shot. I mean, it's fairly obvious. I'm just going to kind of stand there, I think, on the corner. It's a bit more populated than I expected it to be. Yeah. So even now it's really busy. Couldn't get down to the arcade sign. Was accosted by a homeless man. Yes, I tried to help him, but wasn't having it. So I've come to the train station. This is one of the ancient wonders of Huddersfield. And usually there's some cool fountains, but not today. And one of the pictures I've kind of always wanted to get is this of Harold Wilson. There's a statue of Harold Wilson, who was Prime Minister for a bit. What years? 70s, I think. Yeah, 1964 to 1970. And then 1974 to 76. So he was Prime Minister for a bit, and he was from Huddersfield, so one of our political claims to fame. And there's a statue of him here, striding away from the train station, and it's a shot that billions of people have photographed over the years, but I'm going to try and get it on Worldwide Pinhole Day. Even though I've got a bit of an audience.
Right.
I'm gonna have to stop recording and come back to you in a minute. Right, that's that. So I'm probably gonna come back down and get this get the sign, because it's a cool shot, but to be honest, I hope there'll be less cars there, so it might be a case of coming even earlier one day, because I didn't think there'd be a market on today, and there is. So or not one this early in the morning. I mean, it's 8:30 now on a Sunday. I mean, the markets they're on all the time, but still, a bit of a shock. Right. So, I think what I'm going to do now is head up. Where shall I go now? There's the Cenotaph in the middle, and then there's outside the bus station, but that's potentially going to be quite busy. And I'm on frame 5 now, so 6 out, 4 left. Yes. And I think I've got most of the things that I've been looking at. It's funny, I can't remember any of them. And the other issue is there's lots of construction work going on in town. Like at the minute I'm walking under all this scaffolding. So all this beautiful arcade that I'm underneath kind of isn't there. I could go down to Imperial Arcade, I guess. That's quite pretty in there. And all that will be closed. Yeah. Bet the Byram Arcade's open, but I won't be able to go in there with Dante. No. That's closed. Silly me, thinking that coming here early would result in good pictures, because there'd be nobody here, but there's loads of people here and everything's closed. Right. Okay, I'm going to try and do the Cenotaph, which is just a small memorial in the centre, in a little, it's not a courtyard, it's just an open space. The problem is, the things around it are not very interesting, so I need to get quite close. And Dante doesn't know which way we're going. We're going right. Yeah, so let's see. I'll just go and perch. I mean, I could put McDonald's in the background. Or Packard Centre. It's tricky. I mean, there's quite a good, decent amount of architecture around. But I kind of don't want McDonald's in the background. Should have come earlier, when there was actually no people around. Dante, come on. Weird, the shops I could put in the background. McDonald's is probably the most attractive, because there's just scaffold in there. Don't know what they're doing over there. The bank's really nice. I'm going to have to put the street. Okay, so it's going to be the Cenotaph here and John Williams Street in the background, and I'm going to get really close to this thing so that I can try and block out as much of that background as I can. Dante, come here. Come here. Right, I'll take this and come back to you. Right, that was a 30-second exposure. As I was taking it, I kind of realised I should have been looking at the corner. That would have been far more interesting than the position I was at. That was rubbish. So, I'm going to walk down to one of the arcades and see what it's like in there. It might be a bit of a longer exposure, but It should be fun. It's just a bit of a shame with town at the minute because it's not in its best state. They're ripping up all the old brick paved streets and they're completely destroying all the old buildings, trying to renovate this high street that's not doing so well. And of course at this time of day it's all the finest members of society out and about. But Dante's having fun, he gets to smell all sorts of new things. Well, at least the crows are happy. Now there is a side street down here which I always pass and think that would make a good image, but I don't know whether it's actually good. And it's here. No, it's not. It's the next one. It's past the dentist, or what used to be a dentist. Right, there's the Imperial Arcade. I might have to go the other direction to get to that one. I've only just noticed that. The gates to the other arcade have gone. They've taken the whole awning down. Kirklees County are the worst. They're taking this beautiful old town and just ruining it. I mean, all these new bricks they're putting down. It's just horrid. Horrid, horrid, horrid. Right. So I'm going to go down here since that image is completely gone. There were beautiful gates, not gates, but like an awning and a canopy. That was really good. Right, so this little corner over there, there's two little corners here and they're both really good. Really nice. Well, no, they're grotty and disgusting and gross, but they're nice photographically. And there's a load of bins on this one. But there's a cool little corner room on that one. So, I mean, I could try and get both, but in the middle there is Merry England, which kind of destroys the point. I think I'll get this one. And if I stand over here next to the bins, right in this corner full of poo, I can kind of block some of that out. Yeah, if I just kind of point up, I get all that bottom bit. And it's kind of nicely lit, actually. The sun's just over there, so there's some interesting shadows and lighting on this one. Right, I'll be a minute while I get this one. This is annoying that I have to keep stop talking when I take a picture. Right, that disgusting corner was good. And there's a bunch of disgusting corners down here that I could do. Let's see. If I go, I could do the library. The library and art gallery before they completely ruin that as well. And then there's the little walkway down there, which is nice, covered. Let's go and have a look at the library and see what that looks like. I mean, I know what it looks like, but I've never looked at it. I've never really looked at it from the pinhole perspective before. Because things look different when you're trying to imagine them as a pinhole image. And I feel like I'm rushing a bit today. I'm not doing the best work I could do. I never realised how difficult Huddersfield was to photograph, but then I've never really tried, I have to say. I did bring a box camera here once and did some pictures. That was a long time ago though. A very long time ago. Yeah, I'm not going to do the art gallery. Library. A little bit dull. I mean, I'm back down at the university now. There's a couple of nice statues outside, but it's nothing super interesting. I don't fancy the bus station. Although, I could go up and try the Imperial Arcade, and then I've got another roll of film. Is it worth it? What time is it? 8:30. So I could walk up and try and get something at the bus station, which is not dangerous, but potentially problematic. The light's getting better all the time. Or I could, if I go up there, I could get the Imperial Arcade as well. But Huddersfield is starting to wake up a bit now. Nothing's open until sort of 10, half 10, so I've got a couple of hours yet, but still, it's only going to get busier. And the problem with the bus station is there's a... Let's just go and do it. Come on, Daddy, let's go to the bus station. There's a good shot of some of the outside seating is really nice. So... hopefully it'll be good, and then I'll use the two frames, and then as I'm walking down I can decide whether I want to have a go at getting the other roll out, because there's still a lot of stuff I could do. I mean, there's the town hall there, which is really nice. I could go down on the walkway, and it is worldwide pinhole day, so it makes sense that I should be doing lots of pinhole stuff. Yes, it's been nice. So this episode is going to come out before the ones I've recorded before this. So I've done maybe 4 or 5 episodes. I've not finished editing them yet, but I've recorded them over the past couple of months. So this episode is after all those, and it's going to become, Dante, going to be coming out before all those, which is fun. More time travel. But of course, the interesting thing is, all those shoots I did were before my brother's wedding. So I couldn't talk about what I'd done. And it's a bit difficult with my phone up here. But my brother's wedding was a challenging day. And I'll talk more about it in the image view. I won't do it here where I'm, you know, having to hold my phone up. But yes, I had an interesting day being photographer and best man. And I found out Usher. So I had to do a lot of stuff. But it was worth it. So yes, just a point to make that this is coming out, and then a bunch of other shows are coming out that were recorded before this. So if I say things that don't really make sense, that's why. Right, I'm up at the bus station now, and it's actually not as busy as I thought it would be. I was kind of expecting it to be chock-a-block, but no. It's fine. I kind of wish, the only thing I wish, is that the ground was wet. I like the sky as it is, perfect for pinhole, but I just kind of wish the ground was wet. Oh, there's someone there. Can you believe it? Right, so this is a good place to stand as. Lots of cool outdoor seating. There's the bus station in the background and this cool swirly walkway. So I'll probably pull the tripod up a little bit. Yeah, right, I'll photograph this then I'll talk to you about it, because it could be quite complex. Hi everyone, just a quick message here just to thank you for listening to the show, and that every single listen and every single listener is massively appreciated. It really does warm my heart to know that so many people enjoy the show and enjoy hearing about mine and Dante's adventures in the world of photography. If you would like to support the show and contribute to buying film, buying chemicals, organising trips and equipment, then you can. The coffee page has got some more stuff going up on it, and I'm going to be a little bit more active on there going forward. If you feel able to, buying me a coffee would go a long way to helping make the show possible. If you have any comments, questions or suggestions, you can get in touch by emailing talesfromthemagicbox@outlook.com. And of course, all the images from the show are available to see on Instagram. Tales from the Magic Box podcast is the thing to search for. And if you really want to get in touch, Twitter is a great way to do it. You can message me or just join on one of my random chats that I put up there at TFTMB. I always enjoy hearing from people, and it's great to know that the community is out there. All right, let's get back to the adventure. Right, so I'm changing roles. I did it inside my red fleece, so hopefully that will have helped. It wasn't as bad as I thought. It was a little bit loose, but I think this happens because the winder is wonky, and so what I need to do, hopefully before I go to Sky, is sort the winders out. So I'm putting a new roll in. It's FP4 again. I really like this film with this camera, although it gets stuck on the tape very easily. Because this camera is made of electrical tape. That went in relatively easily. Right, so that's in, and I'm going to go and take another roll, I think, since I've got time. I had to, for the bus station and the Imperial Arcade here, I had to change my exposure times. I just did 10 seconds out in the bright sun, because it is really bright now, and for actually getting some lovely directed light, which is nice. So, we did that. I did 10 seconds out there, and I just did 15 seconds. No, I didn't. I did 20 seconds. In here. I've got my light meter, but I just kind of use it as a guide more than anything else. So yeah, it's turning out to be quite a productive morning. It's getting busy now though, so I don't know where I'm going to go. I'm going to try and go back down to the arcade and see if I can, not the arcade, the market, and see if I can get that market sign, because that's one of the ones I really wanted. But yeah, we'll see. I hope this recording comes out okay. I've still not found anywhere I can get some batteries from. If I get batteries, what I'll do is I'll just record a whole new thing. So you probably might not hear this if I find some. But if I don't, this is the episode. Right, I'm going to go and carry on this day. No, I'm not. I'm going to talk a minute about the fact that I've really enjoyed using the Strange Finder. I took it out on my most recent trip, which you'll hear about in a couple of months. And I loved it. I love the pictures, and it's reminding me again that I need to be using it more. I need to take it out more and get on with it. So, yes. Yes, these things do become more apparent to me, which is why I'm out using it today, and I'm loving it. On it. So I'll see you in a little bit when I am somewhere. Okay, so I've just done my first two frames of the new roll in the Princess Alexandra Walk, which is, it's a covered walkway path, which is really nice. And every time I go through it, I think this will make a stunning pinhole image. It'd probably make a really good colour one, but only at the right time of year, time of day. So I did a portrait and a landscape, both at 30 seconds because it's quite dark in there. And what I'm going to do now is head back down to the arcade, the market, and see if I can get this sign. We'll see. I mean, I'll get something. I don't know whether I'll get everything I want, but I'll get something. And then I'm going to walk back, because the theatre is here. And the theatre's really nice. So, well, the outside bit is. Yeah. Okay. Right, I'm back at the market and I'm just wondering where I should stand. I think I'll be able to get quite close, but depends which side of the road I want to go on. I mean, look, because there's a couple of vintage cars right at the entrance, which is nice. Now I'm gonna go on the other side. The building over here on the background is just a bit better. I can get a little bit further away. Yeah, this is gonna be it, I think. My tripod's not opening to its full height, so I'm struggling to I'm struggling to get decent tripodness going on today. Oh, unbelievable. This guy in his little MG sports car just parked in front of that beautiful classic car. Typical. Right, I'm gonna go down low and I'm gonna shoot up. Are you moving your crappy little car? Yes, you are. Good. Right, I'm gonna stand here. I can see both cars. I just hope I can see the whole sign. If I point up, I should be able to. Oh, do I go on the other side? Maybe I go on the other side. No, then that other car's going to be in the way with its stupid signs. Oh, don't park there. He's parking there. Brilliant. In front of the other classic car. Of course he is. Right, I'm going to take this shot. Okay, so I shot two of the market sign. A bit annoyed because when I got there just now, and I said it, but there were two beautiful old cars there. And then as soon as I got there, two people showed up. So instead of nice vintage looking 1970s cars in front of this old Victorian sign, I got bloody an Audi and an MG. It's a joke. Anyway, I did one looking up and then one directly in front of it to stand in the middle of the road. But it was only 20 seconds, so it's fine. Yeah, so that was two there. And now I'm walking back. On my way back to the car. And on the way, I think there's a few things I can get. So I'm going to go outside the Lawrence Battley Theatre. And then, I don't know. There's a couple of things I could do. I could go and loiter. Actually, I know what I'll do. I'll go back down to the university. Because there's some interesting reflections I could get in the canal. And I know the university is not going to be busy today because it's Sunday. So that's a good shout out. And that's near where I'm parked. So it all kind of makes sense. Actually, I know what I could do. There's another shot that I could potentially get. So if I save a frame, I can go and get that. And that is one of the mills on the drive home, but it means parking up and I don't know if I'll be able to, so I think that's a good idea. I'll go back down because I've got six frames left. I'll do one at the theatre, I'll do a few at the university, and then I'll save one for the mill building down there. That's a good plan. I mean, I've only just scratched the surface today of what I could have done. There's tons here I could do, and I'll have to come back. But I'll have to think a bit more carefully about when I come back so that I'm making better use of time. And also, not bring Dante, because as delightfully as he's having him, he just wants to explore everywhere. Not been very good for them. Yeah. So the theatre was closed. It's closed, obviously, but the gates were closed. I didn't know there was gates on it. I've only been there a couple of times, so didn't go there. I did take a picture of the high street. There's some pretty nice brickwork left down there, and it's snaky and lovely. And then I just came down, just past some of the yards down here, but can't get into any of them, obviously. So I'm going to head down to the university buildings now, and then I've got 3 frames left, 6, 7, 8, and then that'll be me done. Yeah, so it's been an interesting one. Usually on these days I've either built cameras on the day or I went down to the river. I wanted to do this today because, like I say, it's something I've been thinking of for a while, is coming to town and taking some pictures. Now, I don't know how successful any of them have been. Conditions aren't exactly what I wanted them to be, but they're not bad by any stretch. So we'll see. We'll see how it pans out. I probably won't record any more now, but I'll talk about them in the image review, because this is getting tedious without my recorder. My mouth is really dry because I didn't expect to be talking and holding. And anyway, I hope you've all had a good... Anyway, I'll see you for the image review on these 16 images. It's like I can't believe how productive I've been. I don't know if I'm allowed to walk down through the university. Well, I'm going to anyway. So I'll see ya. It's now Tuesday, so I had whole Monday bank holiday to deal with this and scan these and edit them, and some of them are pretty good. I think generally I was faffing about too much with, well, just faffing about too much. I kind of was a bit, because I was in a different environment and I wasn't on my own, I was a bit freaked out and I didn't spend as much time as I could have done on compositions. So some of the compositions are very ground heavy, whereas I would prefer them to be a bit more central. And that was me rushing and not taking enough time. So that's a general issue. Like, the first image I took that I didn't record was rubbish. The top of the tower was cut off and there was a lot of ground, and the ground's very pretty, but what the point was the tower. I should have done it in portrait orientation and I should have, you know, pointed up at the tower. The other major issue is that I did not get close enough to stuff. The later ones, when I got the second roll of film going, are better, much better, but in that first roll I'm not really close enough to anything. And some of the stuff is a bit small in the frame, or, you know, could have been better. Like the train station and Harold Wilson, it's all on the top of the frame and it's all very far away. And you get the idea, but the execution's a bit not very good. So I'll probably have to go back and do some of these again. But overall, not a bad do. The pinhole you know, some of them are really quite sharp and nice and pretty. So I've actually 12. I've got 12 out of 16, which isn't bad. And some of them are not very good, but some of them are really nice. So this one is the, and all these will be going on Instagram so you can see them. This is the bus station with the curved street, and it works really well. You've got the nice lamppost there. The detail on the bricks and the seating is really good. And I did dodge and burn a little bit to get some of the highlights and shadows out. And it it's worked really good. What's next? Oh, the Imperial Arcade. This is one that didn't get close enough to. I tried to include a what's it called? Street sign, signpost, to make it feel a bit more fun. But I probably could have done with being a bit higher up and definitely closer to the cover of the arcade. But it's not too bad. The sun's kind of in this one and causes some of that pinhole freakiness you get when you look directly at the sun. That grotty corner is deliciously gross, and the contrast is really good on the image. It's just a shame I could again done being a bit closer and pointing a bit higher, because you've got a lot of the foreground in and not a lot of the actual corner. Harold Wilson's good. The train station looks lovely. And there's actually a couple of figures in this one you can just see. But yeah, I wish I'd been close to him to make him a bit more prominent in the foreground. But, you know, he's there and you can tell. You can tell what it's. Generally, it's a pretty good image. The... So, down at the wharf where the canal boats are, I actually cropped this one to 3:1. Because there was so much foreground and so much sky that there was nothing actually there. And the middle bit is just a lovely panoramic stretch. And I don't know whether it works massively well as a panorama, but it was definitely more interesting than just a 6:7 image. So yeah, I'm quite chuffed with this one. The reflection in the water is lovely. Really lovely. Kind of makes me wish I could get out into the water and look, you know, a bit closer at the things there. But I'm glad I went down to this vantage point. It was definitely worth it, because the other one, I didn't even bother editing. It was rubbish. Okay, so the two pictures in the walkway. The vertical one is nice and suits the scene, but the one with the bench, where I got a bit closer to the roof, all the funny things in the roof, is a better composition, but I do like the vertical one for its impact. So that's quite fulfilling, looking at one. This is something I've been looking at for a long time and finally managed to get, so I'm happy with that. Okay, the is that not rotated? The market sign, I only did one that I liked. The other one looking dead on was really flat and boring. The one looking up was good, but I wish I'd again been closer and looking up. You can read the writing, you do get the texture, but it's not quite what I was after. The building in the background looks really good, I have to say, and the cars that parked there annoyingly are very detailed. So yeah, it's pretty good, and it's definitely part of the vision that I was going for. The last few are when I started actually paying attention and doing things right. So the street scene with the Piazza Center and the snaky bricks are really good. The texture is good, the sky is good, the lamppost is right in the middle, there's even a couple of blurry figures in there, and everything's just exactly what I wanted this set of images to be like. So I'm really happy with that one. And then the two down at the university. The reflections in the water from, I kind of stood on the walkway. I was trying to get down past the university buildings, and I was looking over the canal, and I was trying to get the reflections. I couldn't get anywhere that was really good down there, so I went up on the other side and looked down from this viewpoint at the mill buildings, and the reflections in the canal are really good. There's a tree there, there's the walkway itself.
Maybe I could have done with being a bit closer to the edge, but then I would have been hanging over the canal, and that's a little bit dicey. But yeah, the reflections, it's like a mirror. It's really fantastic. And then the last one is off the locks itself. So I got really close to the lock mechanisms and the little bridge, and there's no reflection, but the detail and texture in the materials used to construct the lock and the foreground and the mill building in the background is just lovely. So I'm very happy with those two images. And it's always the same at the end of the shoots, end of the walks, I always tend to make the better images because I start focusing because I've got less images. But yeah, it was a good day pinhole wise. I'm glad I went out. I'm probably going to do it again at some point. And yeah, it was good. Worldwide Pinhole Day this year. Now, I did say that I would talk about my brother's wedding, which was a few weeks ago now. Lovely day at the Yorkshire Sculpture Park. I took a bunch of cameras, and my idea was I would take the Pentax P30T, the Bronica, and a couple of point-and-shoot cameras and a digital camera, which I didn't do because the Bronica has died. It has died, the shutter no longer functions, the winder no longer winds, the back will not come off, it's dead. I can get the lenses off, but I can't do anything else with it, so I'm going to try and sell what I can. Which is a shame because it is a lovely camera and I did have a lot of stuff, you know, good fun with it. It was the first one I bought where I was doing this properly. I bought the OM10, but that was before I really started taking it seriously. So yeah, Bronica died. So I ended up taking the Holger, and somehow in my bag, the button, the switch from bulb to normal must have got switched. So all the pictures on that lovely roll of Portra 400 I put in there were all overexposed and super blurry because I was basically holding the button down because I thought it was on normal mode, which is a shame. But I did attach a flash to it, and I did shoot some on Lomachrome Purple, which actually came out quite nice. The other rolls I had were some Kodak Gold in a point-and-shoot Canon Sleek Shot. Really nice little camera. I had a roll of Portra 800 in my Olympus Stylus Zoom, and the 800 in the P30T with my new 135 Takumar lens. And you know, overall it was pretty good. I got some good pictures of them. I didn't get many of the guests because of time constraints, but you know, generally it was a good day. So I've scanned them all now. I still need to go through and dust remove and edit, but you know, we got lots of digital pictures. I used the Helios 44 lens for quite a lot of that, and the silly 50mm autofocus lens. But I don't think I'm going to become a wedding photographer. It was very stressful. Definitely not something I'd like to do again. Yes. Anyway, like I said before, this is coming out after I've done a bunch of other episodes. I've not finished editing them yet, but they'll be coming out soon. My break's over, I think, and I'm ready to get back on this. So be expecting some strangeness on the way, because there's a lot of strangeness happening. And I hope you've enjoyed this one. I'm sorry about the dodgy audio quality, but yeah, that was how it was. Anyway, I will say goodbye now, and I will see you for the next one, hopefully in a couple of weeks. Okay, goodbye.
You have been listening to Tales from the Magic Box. Me and Dante would like to say a massive thank you to Mike Gutterman for lending us some of his music for the show. It really means a lot to us, and it adds a whole other dimension to what would have been a pretty dull podcast otherwise. Also, thank you to Kevin McLeod for his wonderful opening music, and thank you to all you guys for listening. What do you think, Dante?
Okay, I'll see you guys for the next one. Bye.